One of the future leaders in our community, this is Caroline Birch. Caroline, thanks for everything that you do. You're currently working in the community that you grew up in. What's that like?
Yeah, so I think if you'd asked me this question about 5 years, I would have said never in a million years would I think I would be here where I am today. I originally thought I wanted to be a teacher, so I applied to the Queen's Con Ed program straight out of high school, and I got in, and that was what I was working towards. I loved working with kids. Both my parents are teachers, so I kind of knew the lifestyle. And speaking for many youth, I think I had a COVID moment when COVID hit, and I was then suddenly forced into the environment I was going to be putting kids in, which was learning online. And I knew that I wouldn't be doing a good job as a teacher because I didn't like the online environment. So I kind of switched gears, and I thought, you know, what have I always wanted to do? This seems like a really good time to just try something since the world is just on hold. So I'd always wanted to try event planning. I really loved the idea of like a winery and event planning there. So that was kind of what I had envisioned, but I went to Loyalist College for the PR and event management post-grad program. And even though kind of the weddings and vineyards, that was kind of the end goal, I kind of stumbled upon tourism and destination marketing and how that went hand in hand with the municipal world. I kind of fell into this whole world that I fell in love with.
From your perspective, what are the challenges that are facing youth today?
I mean, as much as people are saying it's geared toward young people and these jobs and getting online, I think the kind of step from graduating and then getting an entry-level job is, it's intimidating, and the job descriptions now are asking a lot of people that don't necessarily have the experience or the opportunities to get experience before entering the workforce. So I think that's a huge, huge barrier.
Who were the biggest influences that helped you get where you are today?
I think one of the biggest influences or influencers I've had was a professor at Queen's University, and I really struggled first year. I had a really rough time adjusting to the university environment, and you know, all of a sudden you have all these courses and you're responsible for yourself, and it's overwhelming. So I had a really rough go, and second year I came in with very low self-confidence and I didn't think I was going to be able to do it. And I had a professor who really, you know, just kind of said, you need to believe in yourself. You're talented, you're smart, you work hard, and you need to give yourself credit for it. And he kind of, even though I had his classes, he kind of became a mentor outside of those classes as well. He was a geography professor, so we'd chat about, you know, global events, and he would just kind of, you know, make me feel like I knew what was going on and that I belonged there and I could become something at Queen's.
What advice would you have for those wanting to follow in your footsteps?
I think it would be advice I'd give to my younger self, which is just try everything and be open to anything, because you realistically, you don't know what you're going to like. You might think you're going to like something and then something else comes knocking and you go a whole different direction. So I would say just be open and take every experience, take every opportunity, learn from it. Even if it's not where you end up, you can always take something from anything you do and apply it to what you end up doing. It would be my biggest advice. Yeah.
And lastly, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years or so?
I think I've always very much been a planner, and I kind of set out like it was teacher's college, get a job, become a teacher. That was going to be it. And I think for myself and for many young people, COVID has really forced us to kind of be flexible and maybe change plans on the fly. So I honestly haven't sat down and really evaluated what I want in 5 years. I'm just kind of taking it day by day and taking the opportunities that I can. And yeah, I don't really have a plan, but hopefully it's continuing to, you know, better myself and better my skills and better the community.